career sucks.
Sex just isn't the same.
What's my purpose?
Where did this fat come from?
My relationship is killing me.
I'll never be happy.
My debt is piling up. I'll never find love. Why can't I be like other gay guys? Hey guys, it's time to get a grip, stop whining, make a bold move, and do something amazing with your 40 plus gay life. Let's get to the show with your Tell It Like It Is host, Rick Clemons, who does his best to never act like a dick or a diva unless you act like one first.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of 40 plus gay men, gay talk. I'm your host, Rick Clemons, and today we're going to talk about being gay and gray. Okay, I know you guys that have seen a picture of me, like, oh, he's not really gray. Well, yeah, I am. My beard is really gray, salt and peppery. And if I keep it trimmed really short, and sometimes when I don't have it and I just have my goatee, I'm gray. Not gray in other areas. A little bit of gray chest hair. None in the nether regions that I know of. I haven't noticed that. But yes, I'm a bald guy. So my life is over. I'm bald. I'm going gray. I've got more than a pooch on my stomach. My legs don't work. And I'm just not the gay man I used to be. Woe is me. Sound familiar? It is not fun aging, but it can be. It should be. And I don't care if you're just becoming a 40-something or you're a 50, 60, 70-something, 80-something, maybe even a 90-something as a gay man. Go gay and gray gracefully. Okay, Rick, that sounds really good. But I just can't see myself doing that. Okay, I'm not going to make you. I'm not going to force you. I'm not going to tie you up unless you ask me to. But what if you could? What if you could just embrace this is a beautiful time in life? And I'm going to be honest. My 40s, I thought were, whoa, those were the best years. And actually, my 40s were some of the best years of my life. I'm going to just, no doubt. 50s were interesting, but I can tell you, they taught me a lot. And yes, now that I'm a 6-0, I'm really enjoying where I am in my life. 50s were great. They kind of set the tone for me starting to really appreciate things. The thing is just because I'm gray and gay doesn't mean my life is over. So today I wanted to take you guys through some of the tools that I've used, that I've worked with clients in my private coaching practice. So yeah, if you would love some help with this, make sure you hit me up. I'd love to chat with you about how coaching could help you out, but I don't want this to be a hard, you know, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I want you to just think about these 10 things that I discovered that really worked for me. Number one, accept what is. Now, that doesn't mean, okay, accept what is and my belly's just going to continue to go over the, you know, top of my pants there, over the belt, right? But accept that aging is just a part of this, boys, men. We can't avoid it. It's going to happen. And I always think about it, not to be morbid, but I have buddies that didn't make it this far. I'm grateful that I made it this far. In fact, I'm fucking grateful that I made it this far. I've had two strokes already, one in 2022 and one in 2019. And I'm still here. I'm kicking. I'm doing and being mouthy here on my podcast. I accept that, hey, this is where I'm at and make every day count. I know that sounds trite, but I really try. Yes, I get in my way all the time. Like, oh, this sucks. But then I just accept this is where I'm at and I do whatever I can to move through it. So that's number one, accept where it is. I've also learned to adapt. Okay. Hey, 2-time stroke survivor. Luckily, I don't have a lot of deficits. Memory's a little bit weird at times, but I've adapted. Instead of like full on going 20, 30, 40, 50 miles on my bike, I accept I'm kind of a 10 to 20 mile bike rider now. That's it. That's the best I can do. Not saying I don't push it sometimes. I'd love to get back to where I could go 30, 35. I'd love to. I mean, one of my dreams was to do the AIDS life cycle ride here in California from San Francisco to LA. Don't know that I'll ever do that, but it's not out of the realm of possibility. It is not out of the realm of possibility because I've learned to adapt. I've learned to adapt in what I eat, what I exercise. I've learned to adapt in my sex life. I've learned to adapt in how I encounter people. All of these things are about adapting to where you are in life. I don't get into huge arguments with people about their politics and stuff. I don't care. I do care, but it's not worth my time. I'm old enough to realize my time is my time. And if I'm going to waste it on stuff like that, it doesn't make me happy. Now I have other people in my world that they love doing that. Cool. You go for that. Not how I'm going to spend my time, but it's about as we go and go gray in our gay life and move forward into the aging process. Adapt to what works. Something that I've also done is I've started like revisiting things that lit me up. Oh, you name it. From exercise to places I want to go visit, you name it. I am truly going back and revisiting things. I'm not saying I'm living in the past. That's not what I'm talking about here, okay? I'm talking about like going back and looking at what really turned my crank. What did I really enjoy? Bringing some of that stuff back to life. I'm considering doing some singing lessons. I love to sing. I haven't sang since I was in, you know, choir in high school and college. But maybe I could do that. I'd love to. I don't like to karaoke, but man, I feel like if I got my chops going good again, I might just become a karaoke king. I doubt it, but it might. So go revisit something. Try new things. That's number four. You know, hey, I'm going to be honest. Sex life has changed a lot. So what am I trying? I'm leaning into being more of a side than a let's go, boys. Let's just, you know, let's pound like bunnies. Not opposed to that, but I'm realizing, hey, some things have changed. Not that I have ED, not saying that. I can still get it. I can jump, the boy between my legs can rise to the occasion. But I'm willing to try new things. I'm willing to try new things in what I eat. I'm willing to try new things in how I exercise, which I've already kind of, addressed in the adaption place. But I'm also willing to try new things like where I go travel. Try new things on like groups I go hang out with. All of this is in an attempt to be embracing my grain and gain, which leads me to finding groups. Now, this is a struggle. I'm going to be honest. It's a struggle to find friends. I get it. But I'm also open to, okay, well, maybe my friendship circle isn't all gay. It's turning out to be that way because of where I live. There's not a huge gay enclave, so to speak, in this little central coast area of California. There's gay people. I'm not saying we're not there. But it just seems to be really hard to connect with people. But guess what? I'm finding lots of straight friends. And you'd go, well, I don't want straight friends. Okay, don't then. But I'm finding if I want my friendship bucket fulfilled, then I'm going to be open to wherever I make friends, period. So how do you find your group? You find other people that are like, I have some of the best conversations with other guys that are in their 50s and 60s who aren't gay. I have some of my best conversations with women who are in that same space. And I also have some great conversations with my gay friends that are in that same space. So find your group, lean into them. You're not alone. You are not alone, but put some extra effort into like, who can I lean into that's, you know, kind of similar? And also kind of back to trying new things, maybe go downstream. Maybe you need to be talking to some younger people. A lot of people are like, I can't believe you're 60. You look like you're just early 50s. Thank you, mom and dad, for some good, you know, DNA and genes. But lean into finding groups where you feel supported. One of my favorites, though, is number five, or actually number six. I constantly ask myself, what can I do? If I can't do this anymore, what can I do? If I can't eat right, which is a personal decision, just going to say, especially after last night where I had two great big giant cookies, which I probably didn't need to eat. Don't tell my doctor. But what can I do? What I can do is instead of going, oh, my hip hurts and my sciatica is out of control. Guess what? Throughout the day, I can stand up. I'm recording this podcast actually standing up as we speak. Stand up from my stand-up desk every so often. What can I do? I can get out and walk. I may not be able to go cycle 35 miles, but I can get out and walk on a daily basis. I can go swim laps. I love swimming laps. Finding the things that you can do. What can you do? You can drink less. What can you do? You can eat cleaner. What can you do? You can save money without it being a pain in the ass. Some of you are going to go, I don't even have money to save. Maybe you can find a way to save a little bit of money. Whatever you can do, do it. And lean into your age and aging. It's a beautiful thing. It's not going away, guys. Not going away. One of the things I enjoy the most, okay, I love being bald. I'm just going to say it. I had a nice head of hair when I had hair. I had a beautiful head of hair. People used to go, wow, you got great hair. Like, yeah, I don't expect it to last. My family ain't going to happen. But I lean into being bald. I love being bald. I take really big pride in like keeping what little bit of hair I have trimmed back and keeping my beard. All this, even though it's all gray, I guess my beard's gay too, because it's all part of me. I lean into these things. I lean into what I know is who I am instead of beating myself up, because it doesn't do any good to beat yourself up around these things. And one of the things that I've found is just, I look upstream. So I look to the guys that are ahead of me and learn from them, and I contribute downstream. I try to have engaging conversations with the younger generation. A little bit challenging at times, but I find guys that are younger than me that I can really, you know, say, hey, this is, you know, some stuff that I've learned, just handing this to you, not telling you what to do. But then I'm also reaching above me going, tell me what you've learned. Where have you been? What have you learned as you, you know, aged as a gay man? But probably one of the most important things I do on a daily basis is find appreciation and gratitude. Where's the appreciation for being at this stage of life? Where's the gratitude for being here? What is it that I've learned? And really giving myself like a daily, you know, it doesn't have to be an affirmation, but I'm like, what am I thankful for today? What do I really appreciate? I appreciate that I'm at a certain stage in life where I get to do work I love, but it isn't responsible for making all the money that I need. I get to do many different things. Yeah, I have a full-time career as well as this stuff. And none of it is dependent on, okay, it's all in this one basket. I get to do this and I give appreciation each day for that. I get appreciation to having two beautiful kids. I have appreciation for being 60 years old and being in a long-term relationship. I give appreciation to being 60 years old and young guys are still attracted to me. All of these things are things that I find to appreciate. All of this leads to one place. Giving yourself the self-love and the self-care that you need as you age. There's nothing wrong with aging, guys. In fact, there's nothing wrong with embracing it. The only thing that could actually be wrong, and I don't even think that's really the thing I want to say, but I'm going to say it that way. The only thing is wrong is when you hurt yourself because you can't accept that you're aging. Be kind, be loving, and accept, adapt, and revisit. Try new things. Find your group. Ask what you can do. Lean into it and look upstream and look and contribute downstream. And daily find appreciation. All of this leads to giving yourself the self-love and the self-care that you deserve. So today I want to challenge you to go out there. If you're gay and gray, I don't care if you're just barely starting into the 40 plus years. Take one of these things and go, yep, I'm going to commit to that. And maybe you commit to it for the week. Maybe it's for a couple of weeks. Regardless of what you do, take these 10 steps. Let them be your guide. Accept where you are. Adapt to new things. Revisit things that in your past really brought you to life. Try new things, even if it scares the shit out of you. Don't ever be afraid to find your group of other people who are in the same space or maybe ahead of you and downstream from you. Ask what you can do, not what you can't. Don't focus on the can'ts. Lean into this. This is a beautiful time of life. You're full of wisdom and ideas and learnings. Lean into all of that. Find your appreciation for every step of it and continue to give yourself the love and the self-care that you need. And with that, guys, I'm going to say again, if you're wanting to work on some of this, hit me up, rickclemons.com. Go to my coaching page. You can schedule a session to like explore what this looks like. But most of all, go out, make it a beautiful day and love yourself as a gay graying guy. Take care, buddies. Bye-bye.
That's a wrap for 40 plus gay men, gay talk, where size doesn't matter. We drop our bullshit, get over our screwed up fears, make bold moves, and live life without apologies. Don't forget to join us on Facebook at 40 plus gay men, gay talk, where the conversations continue.